reflections/habitations/2025, Isabel and Alfredo Aquilizan, laminated pine timber, steel cable, screws, cardboard, paper, aquarelle watercolour pens, glue, paper, tape, courtesy of the artists. This is a cardboard sculpture and drawing installation. It explores the tree and the house as a symbol of habitat and community. This work is an enormous and complex structure made from cardboard shapes. It is a jumble of boxes, tubes, and cutouts held together by a wooden frame. It roughly depicts a complex jumbled urban environment. It contains shapes of houses, sheds, trees, and animals. It is assembled in the shape of a fallen tree, resting sidelong on the floor. At one end, there is a half-rounded canopy or treetop, narrowing to a tree-like middle section, before spreading to a similar height and depth at the opposite end. This end has a blunt face, like a large uprooted tree. The overall shape of the structure becomes a landscape or hillside decked with multiple dwellings, houses and gardens in a forest of trees, all made of cardboard. The entire piece trails along the ground for 18 metres, reaching up 4.5 metres into the space and 6 or 7 metres across. The wall alongside is covered with black line drawings of trees. The underlying structure is made of intersecting square timber lengths. This framework has been populated with the small sculptures made of recycled cardboard, boxes and tubes. The overall look is cohesive. Stripped back corrugated card is used as blinds, corrugated roofing or fencing. Numerous houses have verandas and awnings. Small square or rounded holes cut into the card become doors or windows and shutters, depending on their scale. Several animals also appear in the terrain, including a koala and kangaroos, a bird or bat, and even a cat that lounges in a home halfway along the installation. On the flatter end, rounded shapes seem to create a sense of power cells that support the growth of the whole, replicating the function of a root system. Some of the horizontal structural supports at this end have been covered in long, narrow cardboard tubes that end with tufts of card. The card has been curled, twisted and cut more like vegetation. The dwellings at this flat end are sometimes placed horizontally. They seem precarious, cantilevered or overhanging with a simpler construction, more like bat or bird boxes, perhaps small homes providing habitat for animals. Across this installation, it seems that homes nestle in a wide variety of cardboard foliage, reflecting how one might notice them through the train windows on the way to or from Sydney. Houses seem to be dotted across the mountainous landscape. This installation plays with the regular and irregular, proportion and balance, embracing the notion of change and growth. The scale of the work is compelling. The structure appears to sprout from the ground or hover slightly above it, with pieces of card that have been bent, scored, shredded, and in some instances twisted to create flower-like shapes complete with stamens and leaves or tall, slender-trunked trees. At times, strips of thin-cut cardboard have been gathered together and seem to reflect the local strappy clumps of lamandra, Biamia lilies and xantharias. The sculpture is placed away from the wall so that one can walk all around it. On the wall closest is the drawing installation. The drawings are suspended at intervals along 6 parallel wires, which are almost invisible. The drawings appear to float against the wall. Each drawing in black pencil features an individual tree in portrait orientation on A3 paper. Some drawings are simple outlines, others more complex, sometimes combining shading with a dark watercolour-like wash. Over the time of the exhibition, this wall of drawings will grow to become a forest of trees. Once the wall is filled, the drawings will be stacked, one in front of another, becoming like leaves on a tree or pages in a book. The bulk of the sculptures were created by community members in collaboration with the artists in the months leading up to the exhibition. The Aquilizans compiled and built the sculpture, adding to it with their own creations for the beginning of the show. This installation, Reflections /Habitations, will continue to evolve as a piece of collaborative art making. The artists will continue to add community-produced pieces to both the wall of drawings and the cardboard sculpture over the time of this exhibition. There is a creative play space next door in the adjacent Gallery 4. The purpose of this space is to encourage everyone to contribute. You may wish to create a piece of cardboard sculpture or make a drawing that may be added to the installation. In the creative play space, you will find wooden tables and stools against the western wall of this long, narrow room. Black wall text runs above the tables. The drawing prompt is, draw a tree of your imagination. And the sculpting prompt is, make habitation a better place. A mobile station against the wall between the tables contains compartments of cardboard for the making component and a shelf of white A3 paper and boxes of pencils for those who wish to participate by drawing. The aquarelle pencils can be used with water to create a denser watercolour look. Small finished objects can be placed on a narrow wooden shelf attached to the opposite wall. The capacity of the drop-in space is 12 makers at a time. Alfredo and Isabel Aquilizan work together as artists, as a couple, as parents, as cooperative workshop founders. Their collaborations dwell on their everyday life within a family of 5 children, as well as their practices of collection and the collective. This work, Reflections/Habitations, explores the themes of home, regeneration and human overdevelopment. The artists were inspired by recent site visits to Bundanong and the landscape paintings of Arthur Boyd. This work aligns with the Boyd's vision for environmental preservation and regeneration. This expansive commission offers a space for visitors to reflect on their own relationship to the natural environment, while sparking an opportunity for collective imagining.